Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Bye-bye to the penny. It's the number one story in the country. Lee?
Yep, that's your 2 cents worth.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Democrats who have been trying to go to all cash so they can control all transactions are pretending to be upset about this.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not upset that the last penny was minted yesterday.
Yeah.
Trump did this. He directed the Treasury Department to stop making them because simply pennies cost more than a penny to produce.
Exactly.
Right? So there is the mathematical problem.
Sounds like a typical government program, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. No. And I mean, yeah. So if you've got pennies, you know, buried in your couch or under the mess inside your car or in a bucket in your garage, you should probably hold on to them. They may be worth something someday and you could still circulate them, I guess. But the Treasury is not going to be producing any more pennies as of yesterday. So the last U.S. penny was minted in Philadelphia.
And I think they said it stopped at noon yesterday.
Yeah. I saw a comment that I thought, you know, who could possibly object to this? Who cares, right? That's not a big thing. It's just kind of a historic moment. But then I saw this comment and I went, huh, I hadn't thought about it that way. And the person was saying this. Like this person, am very afraid of a no-cash society and no ability to hide your transactions from the government. Mm-hmm. In other words, a society that is entirely digital. Because we see where it's going.
Yeah.
It's going to central bank digital currency and a complete control and command society that is a copy of China's. That's how China controls a society. Well, this person made a great point about this. If you like to pay in cash regularly, and I do, I don't pay entirely in cash or anything, but there are transactions I like to use cash for reasons that are my business. So if my bill is $89.02,
mm-hmm.
The person said people are just going to be more likely to go, oh, I can't do that without pennies. Here, I'll just pay digitally. I'll pay with the credit card. I'll pay with the Visa card. In other words, just not having pennies is going to push people into a higher number of digital transactions. Yeah. Now, obviously, what you can do is you still have a nickel. You could just say, hey, I owe you $89.03, but I'm going to just pay $89.05, keep the change, right?
Yeah, right.
You can do that, but a certain number of people just won't. They'll be like, oh, wait, I don't have that. You know what I mean? Or it'll go the other way. The cashier will say, well, I can't make change. I can't give you change of that.
Yeah.
Or I don't want that because now my till, like, you know, the cash register is going to be wrong at the end of my shift. I'm going to have 3 cents extra. That kind of stuff is, you know, and I can't balance. Yeah. That kind of stuff's going to happen and it's going to push those transactions onto credit cards. And people should have privacy. I mean, sometimes with me, it's as simple as, hey, I want to buy something for my husband and surprise him with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one, he's going to see it.
Yeah, it's in the app or, you know, on the website. Yeah.
Exactly. So I just want to pay in cash for that reason. There are the things I like to hide from my government. Never forget that this is the government under Joe Biden that had the Treasury force banks to turn over lists of people who bought MAGA merchandise, anything from Trump with Trump's name on it, with MAGA on it, or any kind of religious text.
And I will always cite Operation Choke Point from the Obama administration.
Yeah, of course, which was anything having to do with guns.
Yep.
So
whether you're the dealer or the buyer.
Yes, exactly. So we have to preserve the ability to pay in cash. And to me, that's worth paying more for a penny than a penny is worth.
You know, and like a person-to-person purchase. I mean,
yes.
Just like, you know, if you, you know, buy an item on Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I'm not everybody is going to have the little, what is it, Square D card reader or whatever. And, you know, maybe they don't want it on Venmo so that it can then be taxed. So,
yeah. But whatever the case, there's still billions of pennies in circulation. They, you know, there just won't be any new ones made. And the price to mint a penny right now, each penny actually costs 3.7 cents to make. So it is, I get it. It's a little silly. I see why you would have ended it, but I don't like anything that pushes us in any way towards, you know, digital situation. I mean, you start getting to where, you know, if they let the nickel go next, that's just not good.
Yeah.
It's going to push just even more of those purchases.
But would it stop on a dime?
Lee.
Okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry. Dad jokes.
Been
I'm
a
sorry.
Cheese ball lately.
Yes, well,
oh, what's going on with you?
No, just,
just come up with this stuff. Anyway, it's so good. I end up using it as the headline for my Battleground America podcast. So what the heck,
good.
You know?
There you go.
But meanwhile, did you see this? You're an old jock, right? Radio jock?
Mm-hmm.
Like as an actual music jock.
Yes, I actually know what a turntable is and actually did what we call queued up records.
A what?
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, listen to this headline. I think this is huge. The top country song on the charts.
I heard about this, yes.
Right now was written and performed by AI.
Yes. The top country digital song right now is AI. Country.
I know.
You know, and the rest of the world wants to look down upon us Southerners and folks who listen to country music.
See, and I'm not going to pretend, I don't listen to country music. I don't, so I'm not going to pretend to know.
I do some, not a whole lot. I'm always going to be a rocker, but, you know, I do, there's a lot about good Southern country now that resembles more of a rock attitude than some of the stuff we get from so-called rock artists these days.
Yeah, and you're right. It has kind of been popified and countrified, right, and rockified. Okay, this artist is called Breaking Rust.
Yeah, I like the name.
But it's not real. I love Breaking Rust. I love that. I love that for a band. It's not real. It's AI, and the song is called Walk My Walk. And Breaking Rust has, again, the number one song right now, even though it's not a real person, it has an album. It has a whole album. Well, it's not actually an album, but you know, it's...
Yeah.
What? Okay. Walk My Walk, a song from Breaking Rust October EP Resilient, is the number one song on Billboard's Country Digital Songs Sales Chart. That's a list of the most downloaded tracks in the U.S. Now, following Rust's song on the chart is Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas. Coming in third is Don't Tread on Me by Kane Walker, who is not real either. Kane Walker is an AI artist.
Kane Walker. That's a good name, too.
Now, here's where this gets weird, okay? I mean, just this whole thing, I can't wrap my mind around it, but I guess I'll have to learn. There is a real person collecting money for this song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called Don't Tread on Me.
Right. Oh, boy. Now, there we go.
Don't Tread on Me by Kane Walker, who, it's all AI. It's all, all fake. But, so somebody is collecting money for that song, and here's where it gets weird. Nobody knows who it is. I know. We've never seen this before.
Anonymous intelligence.
Yeah, like who do women go to concerts, take their bra off, throw it on stage? How does that work? Can you have an AI country concert and sell tickets? Can you?
Well, I guess you could, you know.
Would anyone buy them? Is the concert going to be dead?
Maybe you could just have a big screen there and project an image. Because, you know, artificial intelligence video these days is getting so close to what looks like reality. You could just do that and just have a screen there and everybody show up.
Now, listen to this. This is how weird this gets, okay? Because, you know, we're used to these icons, right? Of rock, mm-hmm. of country. Oh, yeah. They become like legends. They're a key, they're a big part of American culture, right? That the whole world has tried to copy but never has been able to until now.
Well, listen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was just going to say maybe this way rock and roll will never die.
Ah. Well, it's never alive, right? Because it's AI. listen to this. I'm just going to read this bizarre paragraph, okay? So this is Walk My Walk. AI song, top of the charts right now in country. It's not real. Neither is the singer, neither does anyone connected. Now listen to this. The writer of Walk My Walk is credited as Abier Rivaldo Taylor, but they have not stepped forward and claimed credit for the song's success. They might not even exist themselves. The name is associated, Abier Rivaldo Taylor, with another musical venture called Def Beat Psy. Which is also AI. What happens when we get to the point where the AI, rather than a human being, instead of a human being say, go write me a song called, you know, Walk My Walk, yeah. and the theme's going to be this. What happens when the AI gets so smart that the AI commands yes. that the AI write the song?
AI begets AI.
Is, yes. You ever looked at a mirror and it goes back?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That, it's like that.
Yeah, there's something I heard also this morning. This goes right along with this. I believe it's Michael Caine and Matthew McConaughey have both signed an AI deal where their voices can be used for voiceovers for commercials, for narrations, and other things. And they've signed a deal licensing their voice through AI. So they're not actually going to say it. They're just going to use their voice, their style, and their, you know, sound, and license that for use by AI. Maybe that's what I ought to do.
Maybe.
I don't know if anybody wants to hear me anyway, but.
Yeah, me either. Well, so listen to this, okay? I'm looking at Breaking Rest right now, right? I'm looking at their YouTube comments. Listen to this. This the first one that pops up calls it a masterpiece. Quote, my God, his voice is awesome, beautiful yet heartbreaking, the greatest song ever. It's not
but
real.
Maybe that's an AI bot that made the comment.
It could be. Who
you never
knows
know.
What is real? Who knows what's real? Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, as long as your toes tapping, I suppose. I just feel like it's going to change everything. I'm not sure if it's good. I'm really not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh. Hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Been beat down, but I don't stay low. Got mud on my jeans. Still ready to go. Every scar's a story that I survived. I've been through hell, but I'm still alive. They said, slow down, boy, don't go too fast. But I ain't never been one to live in the past. I keep moving forward, never looking back, with a worn out hat and a six string strap. You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep
keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise, so
damn, I like this.
If you don't like how I talk, I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
I like this, Tim. What do you think? Let's roll it down. Let's wind it down, though. I just want to show people what it sounds like. There we go. All right. Yeah, no, that's not real. And he's good. The artist isn't real. He's AI. Goes by Breaking Rust. And that song's not real either, although it is real also. It's AI. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane how AI can just write a perfect song like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Number one on the country charts.
Yeah, that blows my mind. I mean, I'm a musician too, and I write music. I'm in a band, and that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not really into country music, but I got to tell you what, I'm gonna download that and listen to it at the gym. I think it's that good.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it too.
So, okay, yeah, here's what concerns me. Okay, I'm having a problem lately. I have some simple pleasures in life. One of mine is almost a little embarrassing. I love Facebook shorts. You ever see those little short videos? You know the ones they have?
Yeah.
And they're too short.
I've sent you a couple.
Yeah, no, you do. You do. Yeah. You text it. I enjoy them, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, when I go on Facebook, I don't know if this happens to other people, they know I like the shorts, and so they pop them right up, right? And it takes me like half an hour to post my podcast because I get stuck in the shorts, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, that's me. And I love weird animal videos, like animals doing incredible things. Like one of my favorites is this octopus, like, you know, gets stuck in this little water hole that dries up. So he just gets up and walks to the next one. They caught it on film, right?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or like safaris where the lion jumps in the vehicle with no doors. Why are you following lions in a vehicle with no doors? They always, like, you know, feed the tourists to the lions or something. And then it results in great videos. You know what I'm talking about? Which is animals doing crazy things. Sharks, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I enjoy the heck out of that. And Facebook knows. And that's what it feeds me, right?
Right.
There's so much awe out there that's been just finally, you know, captured on film.
Right.
Well, right. I can't watch those anymore. I've been watching them for years, maybe 3-4 years. They're ruined from AI.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me tell you why. And then you tell me. Okay. This is what's going on. The first time I noticed it and I knew it was over, there's this girl and she's on one of those stand up bodyboards or whatever. And you ever see those videos and they'll go right over a great white and you're like, oh my gosh, but she didn't get eaten. Yeah. Love those. Yeah. That's why they show them to me, because I've watched 100 of them. And I'm like, yes. Ooh, that's a huge great white. Look at her. Oh my gosh, that thing could eat her in one gulp. And then you know what the great white does? It's swimming toward her board. You're like, what's going to happen? And it comes up and it puts, like, it's just its head on top of the board.
Yeah.
And she rubs its nose. And then it's like a puppy, and then it flips over and goes into like that state of torpor that a shark will go into if you rub its nose.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yeah, you can.
It's all fake.
It's all AI. Yeah, but it looks so real.
but it looks so real. I didn't know it was fake. I mean, until the shark, you know, gently rested its chin on her board, which the shark would never do, right?
Of course not.
And
yeah.
Ever since then, I swear, it's so many of those animal videos. They get you, and then it's fake. They fake them for the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's more fake ones than real ones. And
yeah.
I mean, I guess the good news is I get a half an hour of my time left, like, back every day. But I mean, they're ruined.
Yeah,
ruined. I can't tell what reality is, Tim.
Same, yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
I was just telling my wife the other day, like, I'm so sick and tired of AI. Cause, like,
me too. I hate it.
It's the same thing. Like, you're just scrolling or whatever. You see something, you're like, oh, wait, no, that's is that AI? Or is it not? Like, and there's some things you're just not sure. So, like, they could fake information, like, no problem with AI. And, like, that's the scary thing about it.
You can't tell what's real.
Exactly.
Think about it. But all of those videos I loved so much over the years,
mm-hmm.
because they documented animal behavior that was, like, unbelievable. And we can't believe it's finally caught on camera. I can't enjoy them anymore. That's gone. Because I can't tell if it's real or not. And so much is fake now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are fake. And you'll see, like, influencers, they'll be reacting to videos. And sometimes they're AI videos. And you're just like, don't you know that this is AI? Like, do you not know that this is AI? Are they doing it knowingly or not? You know?
People are all sending me their favorite AI story now. I didn't need a song now. I didn't know this was a thing. I mean, I knew that you could make a song, but I didn't know you could make a song this good. I guess I'm behind the times.
Yeah, there's a website you can go to. It's called Suno. And you can give it a riff or you can sing over it or something. You can tell it exactly like what kind of song you want, and it'll make a whole song around it. It's crazy.
Texter writes, we call it AI slop. Well, it's ruining everything for me. Again, that was a source of great enjoyment to me. Like I would go, you know, like when you're at the gym and you're in pain because you're really sweating. Like I would just watch short after short after short after short, like rapid fire lines of them. Mm-hmm. And it knew what to feed me. It knows me really well.
They use AI algorithms for that too.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, okay, I know I'm being manipulated. Okay. But it knows what I like, and I like that it knows what I like. It feels like a servant or something, like a digital servant. I'm fine with that. But I don't watch the shorts anymore because they're fake. Half of them are fake. And then the other half, Tim, I don't know if they're real. And then I can't enjoy it if I don't know if it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know the struggle. The struggle is real.
Texter writes, what if AI starts doing conservative talk radio? I'm going to miss you, Tara. After listening to these songs, I started thinking maybe it could.
Oh, it definitely could. It definitely could.
Texter writes, what was the website Tim just mentioned? What was that website?
It's called Suno. It's S-U-N-O, suno.com or .ai or something. You could probably just Google it and find it.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. What happens when that AI hits I mean, I know it's already happening some, but like hits politics. And hits like everything. One of the things my family, we love to do, it's really silly. We love to watch those videos of like stupid people driving cars and wrecking them. What about if that's not real? Or if I don't know if it's real, I can't enjoy it. Maybe it's just me. Folks, unbelievable. As Donald Trump, folks, I don't understand what Trump's doing right here. Total self-inflicted wound. This is devastating. This is going to knock him permanently below 45%. Trump saying, Americans aren't that talented. I need H-1B visas. Well, look, in an environment where you're creating a couple hundred thousand jobs a month, maybe. But when you've lost a million jobs since the beginning of the year, and I know that's not Trump's fault, he's inherited Biden's crappy economy, you can't argue that the only jobs should go to people who aren't American. It's not going to work for you. In an environment where you only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month, a stat I work into every show because I can't believe it, because it is a red flag for Americans and for Trump and for Republicans. We're not going to make it if that continues. I believe strongly that all of the changes in the Big Beautiful Bill are going to cause a manufacturing boom and a jobs boom too. And I've said from the beginning, it will take a couple of years. This is what happened in Trump's last term, okay? Year one was meh. Year two was a jobs explosion. We're going to see that again. But we got to get through the midterms. It's probably going to be more like year three is going to be the jobs explosion because it takes a while to build those factories. In the meantime, your argument is, screw you, you're not talented enough, I'm bringing in some Indians? Why did Trump do this? This clip is horrible. It is the best thing that's happened to Democrats in a long time.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't.
We don't have talented people here.
No, you don't have certain talents and people have to learn.
Trump knows that's not true. And you know how you know he knows? He just put a $100,000 fee on every visa application. Brilliant. In other words, he said to companies, you're not replacing Americans with lower paid, lower skilled people. No. You want to bring someone in here from India? Fine, do it. But you're going to have to pay $100,000 for the privilege. This is going to tank H-1B visa application. It's going to make it fair again. It's fantastic. I love it. I loved it at the time he did it. Why didn't he just say what I just said to Laura? Yes, we do have 1.3 million either H-1B visa holders, 70% Indian The rest mostly Chinese, because we only bring in people who vote Democrat. That was the deal cut between the Democrats and the Bush people. Okay, your corporate slave masters can bring in replacements for Americans. We all hate Americans. We're the uniparty. Democrats initially said, no, we're not doing that. We're not replacing Americans, right? Because that's going to make the unions mad at us. But then the Bush people said, okay, we'll limit it to Chinese and Indians. They vote majority Democrat. Democrat said sold. So by bringing in these workers, we're not only artificially depressing our wages, we are guaranteeing ourselves that we're just going to vote our way out of the freedoms we have. It's horrific. And Trump knows it. I've got this up on my X feed this morning. It's a quote from him, March 3rd, 2016, demonstrating he knows what I'm talking about. The H-1B program is neither highly skilled nor immigration. These are temporary foreign workers imported from abroad for the explicit purpose of substituting for American workers at lower pay. Donald Trump. He knows. And he just did something about it. He's getting sued for it. Great. Fantastic. I love it, Mr. President. Why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just say, hey, I just put a $100,000 fee on every single individual application. You want to hire Vikram? Cool, it's going to cost you $100,000. Oh, well, then Vikram will cost the same as an American. I'll just hire an American. Yeah, thank you. Good. Now, I wish he'd gone a step further. He should have. And said, you know what? We're going to throw 50% of the H-1Bs out. Instant job creation in America. But to trash Americans and Laura Ingraham and then argue that anybody who opposes the idea of giving these people visas is not MAGA? Huh? Did he forget the $100,000 fine? I mean, I don't understand it. And then in the same interview to take up for, no, we need 600,000 Chinese visas. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't need them. Now, I've explained this one to you before, okay? Trump earlier this year proposed cutting 500,000 of those. And you remember what happened. The Chinese immediately came in and said, fine, we're cutting off the rare earth minerals. When they did that, we were about 6 weeks away from automobile manufacturer lines idling. And Trump capitulated and went, okay, I'll take them. I love Chinese students. Since then, what has happened? He and Bessent have miraculously here in South Carolina, we made the first magnet that America's made in decades, which is really sad. And because it needs rare earth minerals. They sourced them. They got it built. They got it done. It was amazing. Say that. Say that. Hey, you know, we have to keep these Chinese visas here in order for the manufacturing lines not to idle, but I'm working our way out of it. Look, we just produced this magnet. Done. I just put the toughest sanctions on H-1B visas of any president in my lifetime. Done. Why would you say that crap? They're going to use it in a commercial. Americans aren't talent. I need to replace that. It's not even true. It's not even what he's doing. I don't know, folks. I feel like he's losing it a little bit. This is the second time he's done this. When he told folks he's not releasing the Epstein, Pam Bondi offered to fall on her sword for him. She actually had put a thing out there saying, you know, no, I'm not going to release it. I'm not going to do it. And then Trump steps in, literally takes the mic from her and says, no, it's me. I'm doing it. I'm blocking the Epstein docs. And if you don't agree with me, I don't want your support. He hasn't hit 50% since then. Go look at Rasmussen's polling on Trump. It starts literally on that day in July and it goes straight down just about. I mean, there's some bumps upward, but straight down. Yeah, he's sitting about 45%. This will take him to 40. There's no reason for it. Folks, it's not even true. You know, that shot causes personality changes. It does. Every time I say it, I got a text line full of people going, oh my gosh, my husband, this one, my husband left me after taking the shot. Wonderful marriage of 20 years. He changed. I'm like, I know it changed you. He just got the shot and he's getting older. That can cause personality changes too. I don't have another explanation here, folks. I am gobsmacked by this. Texter writes to me, hey, Tara, I think what Trump was referring to with the H-1B visas, you mean when he said Americans don't have talent, we need to bring people in? I think Trump was referring to, the texter writes, the reestablishment of certain factories where Americans have not done the job in years, and that with advanced technologies, Americans would need to learn how to do the jobs. Therefore, people would need to be brought in to teach these skills. Hopefully, after a period of time, they would return to their home country. It's been 30 years since manufacturing was done. Okay, I'm going to call BS on that. Let me tell you why. That's fine if he wants to do that, if he wants to bring people in to train Americans to take the jobs. But that's not what Laura Ingraham asked him, and he knew it. She was asking him about specifically the H-1B visa population, something she's been on for a long time. There's 1.3 million of them in the country, and we only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month. And folks, he knows this. He's trashed the system before and said it's a way to replace Americans. Let me give you an example of the problem here. Here's J.D. Vance, who went on a rampage in August after Microsoft fired 9,000 workers, announced they were laying them off, and then turn around and advertise the exact same job to H-1B visa indentured servitude slaves. Because they know they'll work for between 30 and 50% less, because at the end of 7 years, they get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for themselves and their families. It's slavery. So this idea, well, we don't have talented Americans. We did. They were working for Microsoft. They got fired. Many of them had to train their replacements, or they will. J.D. Vance went on an absolute tear about it. Trump knows this. So to say, well, but I need a few for my factory in Arizona. I know, I've praised that factory. I was the one who told you about it. Where the Taiwanese, Trump said in them brilliantly, by the way, we're not defending you from China just because you make our semiconductors and our chips. So, but move your factory here to Arizona. You could profit off of making them here, but you gotta, you've gotta train Americans. I've been talking about the deal for a long time. I think it's wonderful. I'm thrilled they'll come here to run the factory. But Trump knows that's not what Laura was asking about. She's asking about the 1.3 million currently working our jobs. Trump knows it. J.D. Vance knows it. They all know it. And the thing is, Trump's done more than anyone to fight it. He should have just taken credit for that and been done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.